Moving on to item six, consider to take possible action regarding the board's review of prior retirements with unusual increases at the end of employment. Harvey, can you give us a little background on this issue?
Sure, be happy to. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. We had a very thorough and animated conversation, I think, last board meeting on the subject of the earlier statement from May. I think that's also in the agenda backup. And it occurred to me in listening to that conversation at the last meeting that I hadn't had an opportunity to brief the board on some of the legal ramifications involved in this process, and so we've taken an opportunity for me to do that. I've done that in writing confidentially with the board, and then we've had some conversation about applicable law in closed session. And so the conversation here with the chair's agreement to put this back on the agenda this week, the purpose was to give the board an opportunity to continue to consider refinements, if you will, or direction to staff. I listened very carefully at the last meeting to the request, particularly from retirees who expressed concerns about this process. That doesn't fall on deaf ears with me. I will tell you that 15 years ago, after the Ventura decision came down, I was actively counseling a retirement system involved in that and applying increased benefits pursuant to the Supreme Court's decision in Ventura, retroactive to people who had already retired. So there was a situation after Ventura where we were actually going back and increasing people's retirement checks. And even in that situation, and of course that went through the courts, and we had a lot of argument over whether that was appropriate to do or not, we prevailed. But I had retirees coming up to me in court and elsewhere saying, please don't mess, you know, you're screwing around with my retirement check and it's making me nervous. And, you know, and my reaction was, well, the only thing it's going to do is go up. So, you know, why are you nervous? You know, why is this troublesome to you? And they said, you don't understand. You know, we're on this fixed income. We know what we've got. We're just afraid anybody opens up this, any question about up or down on our benefits, it makes all of us nervous. And that sense has really never left me over the last 15 years, literally. And so I was very sensitive in listening to the conversation at the last board meeting about the sensitivities of those who retired and are now worried about the breadth of the board's statement that it intends to review past instances of unusual compensation in the final. So after that meeting, I sat down to try to come up with some language that the board might wish to consider making a further statement and give further direction to staff on where to focus its energies in looking at past instances of unusual compensation increases. So that was the purpose of my briefing with the board today, and writing before, and in suggesting to you a couple of things that the board might wish to consider in terms of further statements to give supplemental direction to staff as it goes through this process of trying to identify these unusual increases, what everybody lovingly likes to call spiking, these increases in final compensation. That was the purpose, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate your putting it back on the agenda for today's discussion. I appreciate the board's willingness to continue discussing that, and now that I've teed that up, I turn it over to the board for further action on it.
Okay, Scott.
Thank you, Harvey, for the background. I think everybody on this board shares the concern that retirees not be unduly nervous or have concerns. We had a pretty detailed conversation, as Harvey alluded to, at the last board meeting about the subject. Jerry and Louie had put a lot of effort into reformulating a statement from the board. We talked about it a lot. opted not to do that. But with a fresh set of eyes and some further enlightenment, I'm going to make the following motion for the board to provide direction to staff as well as an additional public statement as follows. One, that the board's intent is to scrutinize apparently intentional acts of pension spiking through members' receipt of pay items that were not earned as part of their regularly recurring employment compensation during their careers. And two, that the board directs staff to concentrate on specific, unique items of pay and not on regularly recurring vacation, sick, or compensatory leave time. That is my motion.
Second.
Blank. It's seconded. I was going to second it.
Okay, I'd rather Jerry second it.
She was quick.
Hey, got to be. Go ahead. I'd rather have Jerry second
go ahead.
The motion.
We got to.
Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries unanimously. Okay. And we'll post this amendment or refinement to the May statement. Okay.